USA Radio News.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule. Even if there were flexibility there, it would still be up to Congress because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad, and Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Reports are that an Indonesian jetliner that crashed early Monday was having problems during its previous flight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The plane was almost new. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunging into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after it took off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra. Its pilot had requested clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after the takeoff, indicating a problem, though the exact cause was uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that had caused them some alarm. One told TV One the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of that flight, and it caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon announced they are sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The troops will be helping to build fencing, assist Border Patrol agents in hotspots, and provide support as the government braces for the migrant caravan heading towards the United States. I had a chance to chat with retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal. He also has a new book all titled Leaders, Myth and Reality, and I asked him about the president sending troops to the border.
Whenever you use the U.S. military, there is a practical side of it, and then there is a symbolic part of it. You know, they announce, we're sending 5,000 troops to the border. It almost sounds like we're going to relieve the Alamo or we're going to defend the borderline. And if that's what we're going to do and we're going to shoot the migrants when they come, then that's one sort of mental picture people get. If we're going to go build tents and be an orderly way to deal with this, that's very different. But you can use announcements to say, I am sending the military there, and therefore I'm doing a strong, decisive thing. And so to use our military in something like that always carries great risks of symbolizing something we don't want our nation or our military to be. So I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in very overt way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.